The city council in Springfield, Massachusetts has approved an order directing the city not to interfere with places of worship providing sanctuary to undocumented immigrants. The city's mayor has declared Springfield is not a sanctuary city. With an overflow audience in the council chambers, the Springfield City Council voted 13-0 Monday night to pass the order directing there be no interference with the sanctuary movement in the city and specifically supporting the South Congregational Church, where a woman facing deportation to Peru took up residence just over 2 weeks ago.
Yes, Councilor Allen.
Yes.
Yes, Councilor Ramos.
Yes. When it's sufficient, order is approved.
Mayor Dominic Sarno ordered city officials to inspect the historic church on Maple Street. The inspection last week turned up only minor safety code violations in the second-floor two-bedroom apartment where Gisela Collazo is living with her two American-born children. Although the risk of eviction at the hands of city agents had passed, City Council President Orlando Ramos said it was important for the council to be on record on the sanctuary issue.
I think common sense prevailed tonight. You know, we had a long, healthy debate on this issue, and we came to the conclusion that the city, the administration should have never gotten involved with this issue and that they overstepped their authority. And so that's what the city council is here for. That's why we have checks and balances, and that's the reason why we voted this up.
To obtain the unanimous support of the council, the author of the proposed order, City Councilor Tim Ryan, agreed to strike language that some councilors believed might lead to punishment of city employees for simply doing their jobs.
It took out what people felt was divisive. It still has the message of, you know, we're going to respect the religious freedom and the religious purpose of the church. Underlying this is we are in support of, you know, this lady in this tragic situation.
Prior to the vote, Reverend Tom Gerstenlauer, the senior pastor at South Congregational, addressed the council. He quoted the inscription on the base of the Statue of Liberty that welcomes immigrants to America, and he said providing sanctuary to Collazo is an act of faith.
You, all of you, are invited to join us as we form a community of welcome and of light. There is no requirement that you swear allegiance to any higher power in particular, but only that you acknowledge these shared values and come to express them through your actions. Thank you.
Members of the Springfield Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition have organized to support Collazo and her two children, ages 4 and 10, to allow them to continue residing in the church for as long as it takes to resolve her legal status. Mayor Sarno has stated he will, quote, not stand for harboring and protecting undocumented immigrants. In addition to ordering an inspection of the church, the mayor also called for a review of its tax-exempt status. Tara Parrish, director of the Pioneer Valley Project, said the council's order is a strong counterpoint to Sarno's anti-sanctuary movement rhetoric.
You know, as far as we know, a mayor has never come out publicly, especially a Democratic mayor, and opposed the concept of sanctuary in the community where he's mayor, he or she is mayor. So I think that what it does is it affirms the work of these faith communities and their commitment to exercising their faith.
Three churches in western Massachusetts are currently providing sanctuary to undocumented immigrants. Lucio Perez has lived for 6 months now at the First Congregational Church in Amherst. On Friday night, the Pioneer Valley Workers Center announced that a woman facing deportation back to Russia had been given sanctuary at the Unitarian Society in Northampton. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.